Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace. Mighty God is he. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise his name. Oh yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise his name. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise his name. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise his name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father God, to give your name the praise, the glory, and all of the honor, Father. Father God, as we come, we confess every sin of omission and commission, and we thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercies, new mercies that have embraced us on this morning. Father, we thank you for the grace of God, the love of God, your provisions. We thank you for your angelic assistance. Father God, we want to say thank you for the love of God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Father, if it had not been for you on our side, we don't know where we would be. But Father God, we just want to say thank you that we are wrapped up in you, tied up in you. It's in you we live, we move, we breathe. And we have our being, Father God. And so we bless you on today, Father God. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us one more day to serve you, one more day to go, one more day to come, one more day to give, one more day to receive, one more day to love, one more day, Father God, one more day, one more day, one more day to laugh, one more day, Father. One more day to feel, one more day to taste, one more day. And so we honor you on this one more day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for the longevity. We thank you for the assignment. Father God, we bless you. Father God, thank you for keeping us. Thank you for holding us. Thank you for providing for us. Father God, we say thank you. And we bless you, God. Hallelujah, for this and for everything. Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that you would just take control of the services on today, that you and you alone will be glorified, you and you alone will be magnified, and that you and you alone will be praised. Thank you, Father. Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. And our soul says, amen again. Hallelujah, and to God be praise. Hallelujah, and to God be the glory. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Amen. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added. Amen unto us. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen for being with us on today. Amen. And we pray that you will enjoy the services today. We ask that you would have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Please keep coming back. We meet on this platform 6 days a week, Monday through Saturdays. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. It is my pleasure to serve the Lord and the Lord's kingdom. Amen. To serve the Lord, to serve the Lord's people. Amen. And the Lord's kingdom. And we bless God. All right. Amen. We pray that everyone is feeling well. Glory be to God. And pray that your faith level is high. You're holding on. Amen. Glory be to God. And just walking with Jesus. Amen. Just keep on walking. Some days we walk a little faster than others. Some days, amen, we don't walk at all. We just park for a minute. Amen. We just lie down in green pastures. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And so we have different experiences every day. But as long as our heart is still with him, glory be to God, that even when your body isn't moving, your heart is, amen, everything's going to be okay. So we pray that everyone is okay today, amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord, amen. We want to sort of recap, amen, our message that we brought this morning on our 5 o'clock platform on Facebook. Amen. We realize, amen, that we have a whole different audience here. And so we are going. Matter of fact, I was in our back office today. And we want to give a shout out this morning to our ministry partners. And those of you, well, we're calling you ministry partners, but you know what you are. Amen. But you're listeners. You're our listening audience. Let me put it that way. Listening audience. We want to give a shout out to those of you in South Korea. We also want to give a shout out for those of you in France, those of you in Japan, and those of you in the Netherlands. Amen. So those are our statistics, amen, for this week. And our statistics change according to where the audience is listening from. But so we want to, and of course, the United States of America, which is our majority audience. Amen. So we welcome and thank all of you for listening. And thank you. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. So today, Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. We bless God. All right, all right, all right. So we titled, amen. I always seek the Lord. I never just bring. As a matter of fact, I'm organizing now. I have hundreds and hundreds of sermons. I've been teaching and preaching for a long time. And I save all my stuff. That's one of my issues. That's one of my issues. Someone said I could do all this paperwork and put it on dish, put it on a little flash drive. I'm scared to do it. I'm scared to do it. I'm telling you, even if I did do it, I probably would still keep all my papers. I mean, I have files and files and files. So, you know, that's just the old-fashioned part of me. Hey, I just have to have a paper document. Amen. But I have hundreds, but I can't just preach what I want to preach and teach what I want to teach. So I'm talking to the Lord, amen, as we are preparing for Holy Week next week and the celebration, amen, of the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so the Lord is, and he just dropped in my spirit, amen. He just, that's how I like the Lord to speak. I put it out there in the atmosphere, and the Lord always answers right in time. And so the Lord, amen, I was getting up. Matter of fact, this was just today. Amen. About 1, 2 o'clock this morning. Amen. The Lord said confessions, confessions, confessions. Amen. So what the Lord is doing, amen, is cleaning, you know, our hearts, amen, and so that we can make room for the blessing. Beloved, amen, so that we can get into the real, amen, the real celebration, amen, of the fellowship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That cannot, we cannot pretend, that cannot be perpetrated, amen. That is not something, amen, that has, that can maintain a lukewarm temperature, amen. Glory be to God. And so we want to thank God, amen, for his word, amen. The cleaning process is all done through his word. Everything is done through God's word. We are saved by his word. We are kept by the word. We can do nothing without the word, amen. It's in him we live, we move, and we have our being, amen. And what we find out is that, you know, I'm talking to people all the time. I'm talking to people, and we're talking to people. We have the prayer line. This ministry has a prayer ministry that we've had faithfully running for the last few years, and faithful prayer warriors that take your prayer requests. I know some believers, even unbelievers, they call around to all the different television ministries, you know, this ministry and that ministry, you know, wanting prayer, and just running around from ministry to ministry, preacher to preacher, prayer warrior, wanting somebody to touch and agree with them for whatever their situation might be. Thank God for the power of prayer. Thank God for the power of prayer. Thank God that we can pray. Thank God for the power of agreement. Glory be to God. And whatever the issue is, maybe in our health and our finances and our relationships, whatever it is. But the portion, beloved, that we're not dealing with is the sin. It's the sin that's accompanied with that. I'll tell them sometimes it's long-term sin. Sin that's been there for a long time. See? Sometimes it's something new. Glory be to God. Partial obedience is disobedience. See? And so, you know, we'll call, you know, Jimmy Walker Ministries, and we'll call all the ministries on the 1-800 number to 1-900. We'll move from this prayer call to this prayer call and drop our prayer request. But see, but nobody's given the whole story. Nobody's given the whole story. We don't want to take you there. You don't need to know all that. All I just want you to know is I have a need, and I need you to pray. I'm sick, and I need you to pray. My children's in trouble. I need you to pray. Okay? But you ain't tell nobody, amen, that, you know, your child got caught for beating up somebody or robbing somebody. You just pray the blessing. See? One lady, her son got locked up for raping a girl. And I don't know why he raped her, because that boy was fine as all get out. And you know, nowadays people drop their drawers real easy, because the Bible talks about silly women. I don't know why he raped her. That just shows it's a spirit. But the mother, because you know how we mothers do, my baby in trouble, but I want y'all to pray, amen. But you ain't told nobody the whole story. You ain't told nobody your son raped somebody. You see? You just want pray for my health. Pray for your health. You ain't tell nobody that you're not taking your medication. You're not eating right. You just want to pray for your health. I just need a financial blessing. Okay, we're going to pray. But you ain't told nobody. You stealing God's money. You stealing your tithes and ain't giving no offering. But you just want to just pray for it. Come on. And that's how we do. That's how we do. Then we get disappointed. We get disappointed. Well, this prayer thing, and I don't know, and they don't know. See, and now making room for the enemy to come in and, you know, set you up a little bit deeper. So, beloved, amen, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. Whenever there is a delay and God answering our prayer, where God is saying yes, sometimes he outright say no if he has something better for us, and God is saying, wait, let me tell you, it's not because God needs time. God doesn't need time because God is outside of time. God is eternal. When God is telling us to wait, we're the one that needs the time. We need the time to prepare for the blessing. We need the time to search out. We need the time so that when the blessing comes, we can handle it. See, and God in his grace and in his mercy, and God is long-suffering, doesn't mean that God approves of what we're doing. But because he's long-suffering, see, his grace and his mercy, see, and he's given us time to get it together. Why? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have a responsibility. We can't tell God, oh, God, I never knew that was in the Bible. You have a responsibility. Study to show yourselves approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You have a responsibility to know the word. And you can't put all that weight on your preacher either. Well, my preacher never preached that. Okay, well, okay. Gotta deal with your preacher. That don't take you off the hook. See? Because of what your preacher did and what your preacher didn't do. That don't take you off the hook. So, beloved, because, and as we're still reflecting, amen, and building up to our Holy Week services, amen, hallelujah, Jesus came. Why did Jesus come? Jesus came to redeem mankind, okay, bring us back to God. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Okay, I can give you the whole rundown on why Jesus came. All right, John 14 and 6 says this, and he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Jesus died, bled, suffered, tortured, that we might have an abundant life. Now, when most people think about abundant life, they're thinking about money. No, it includes money, but it's not just about money. He tells us that it's his desire for us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So in every area of our life, abundant in our relationships and our health and our mental. And come on now, spiritual, everything flowing, everything busting. Come on now, busting out the scene. That is the will of God. Okay? You see, some people, amen, this little small section of God's people, all right, look like they just blossoming like a Green Bay tree. See, they just keep on, the Lord just blessing them 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. See? And if we're not careful, then we want to get jealous, envious. Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know why I'm not 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Well, I don't know. I think something wrong with that soil over there. I ain't giving no more seed to that ministry. I ain't sowing up over there. Something must be wrong with that soil. Back it up, back up, back up, back up a little bit, back up. Let's back up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's not necessary. Before we say something wrong with the soil, something could be wrong with the soil. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. The soil really is the condition of your heart. It's the soil. When we look at the parables, we taught on the soils. Amen. We taught a whole series on the sower, the seed, the soil. The seed is the word of God, which is incorruptible. Ain't nothing. That's no bad seed, baby. Ain't no bad seed. Yeah. When you plant your seed, huh? That's why it's good to name your seed. Whenever you give an offering, give a tithe offering, say, this is for this. This is for my breakthrough. This is for my children. Name the seed. Okay? Good. Nothing is wrong with the seed. The soil represents the condition of your heart. Now, if you put a seed into a hard, stony ground, ain't nothing happening there. Ain't nothing happening there, baby. You could come back. The wind going to blow that seed away. You come back and look for that seed. That seed going to be on the other side of town somewhere in the trash truck. But if you plant that seed into nice, soft, fertile ground, where the soil has been broken up, where the fallow ground has been broken up, huh? And that soil is getting sunshine, hallelujah, thank God for the sun, amen, and the water, amen, of the word, glory be to God, huh? Oh, that seed gonna grow. Since the soil is the condition of our hearts, and let us back up today, amen. And so we see some people, you got two people. They're doing exactly the same things. Both of them have a prayer life. Both of them are givers. They pay their tithe. They pay their offering. They love people. Okay? Glory be to God. All right? Both of them seem like they're doing the same thing. But then you see they've examined their one life, and this one over here look like they're just blossoming. They got so much blessing. They ashamed to talk about how much they got. Everything going well in the family, health. I mean, just everything nice, cozy, rosy, and cozy. See? Then you got the second person doing the same thing that the first person is doing. But seem like it's something here. So wait a minute, I can't get no results. It's just just a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you know, and what's going on? Well, that's what we're talking about today. Maybe is it possible that first person is doing what the Lord told them to do? And reference to confessing their sins to keep the gateway open where you refuse. Proverbs 20:18 says this. He who covers his sins will not prosper. Let's just stop right there for 1 second. He who covers his sins will not prosper. What do God mean by that, Pastor? Come here, little grandbaby, little five-year-old grandbaby. Come here, baby, 5 years old. All right. The Lord says, whoso covers their sins will not prosper. Five-year-old grandbaby, can you break that down to this person? Sure, Grandma. That means that if you don't confess your sins, that God ain't going to bless you. Thank you, five-year-old grandbaby. You understand now? Beloved, the truth of the matter is, glory be to God, we all have issues. We all have some areas of our lives where we're strong and we're weak. We have some areas of our lives where we've been fully delivered, and we have some areas of our lives where we haven't, because we're not ready yet. Not because God couldn't deliver you, not because God didn't want to deliver you, it's because you ain't ready yet. what we do, we have a tendency and a proclivity to hang on to these. It's our security blankets. We receive mental comfort from this issue where the word clearly says, lay aside the weight and the sin that thus so easily beset you. So instead of us laying it aside, we hold on to it. And then we act like it don't exist. It's always the other person. It's always the spouse, the neighbor, the boss, the coworker, this person, that person, the white man, the black man. On and on and on. It's always the church you go to, the preacher, the people at the church. It's always somebody else. Always. Not to say they don't have their issues, but the thing is, we're not talking about their issues right now. We're talking about yours. And we cover it up and we cover it up. Some of us know we got some stuff and we just, you know, just want God to wink at. Well, God knows my heart. Yes, God, thank you for saying that. God does know your heart. The question now becomes, what does God know? Man judgeth the outward appearance. God judgeth the heart. And we want to stay in the closet, act like we love everybody, and you know you don't. Huh? Come on, act like you a bag of chips and a bag of Doritos. And the bag is just about empty. Come on, somebody. Instead of just confessing up, say, you know what? I need some prayer right here. Y'all know that song, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, but my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Yeah. Glory be to God. Instead of just fessing up, God already knows you have weaknesses. He already knows you ain't fully delivered up over here too. See, you still struggling with jealousy. It's okay, you know what I mean. Just so you don't love, you don't want nobody. When you hear somebody else be blessed or certain people be blessed, well, why couldn't it be me? Huh? Still got a little anger, you know what I mean? It's still in lying a little bit, fornicating a little bit, whatever it is. Disobedient to the Lord, disobedient to leadership, disobedient, come on now, with your spouse, whatever. This is why when people run for political office, and we see how they be bringing stuff out the closet years and years and years ago. You want to know why? Because there's some stuff up in the closet. Everybody got stuff up in their closet. Every person on planet Earth got stuff on their closet. The only people, let me tell you something, that you have to groom your child from the time your child was born. And protect your child, especially if you plan to lead them into a political office or something. They have to be groomed for that. See, to make sure that, all right, no matter when they go back, they ain't going to find. Now, that means they ain't going to find it. You groom it so it can't be found. But you best believe something is there. And so God knows this. He already knows it. He know you're struggling. He know you're still holding on to this answer, maybe because of, you know, the way you was raised, your upbringing, you know, some of the things that you experience in life. You're still holding on to this thing that is a sin. He says, lay aside the weight, lay aside the sin. When you don't lay it aside, he says that he who covers his sins will not prosper. So you're doing all the right other stuff with the giving and the praying and all this and all that, but that's outward stuff. God doesn't judge the outward. God judges the inward. He says, not what goes on the outside. He said, but it goes what's on the inside that defiles the man. You're not dealing with the right stuff. That's why you're not seeing the 30-fold, the 60-fold, 100-fold, because you haven't confessed your sins. God says he will. Now, look, if that means if you can still live under the cover-up and be blessed, that just made God a liar. And God is not a man, and God is not a liar. But then he goes on in the second part of that verse, and he says, but whoso confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. You want to know why God put it that way? Glory be to God. He said, if you confess, that's step number one, confess, confess, confess. Lord, I'm sorry. Look, I don't know about y'all. I'm repenting all day long. I'm repenting. God, I'm sorry, God. God, I apologize. God, forgive me. Okay, God, if I messed that up, God, show me. Okay? Confess. I'm confessing, confessing, confessing. And he didn't say confessing you straight. No. He said confess and forsake. Lord, I ain't doing it. Lord, that means you don't want to do it no more. You don't want to do it no more. You don't want to do it no more. Oh, I ain't going to do that no more. Okay, not until next Friday night. What time the party? All right. See? Then here you go every Saturday, every Sunday morning in church. God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Huh? No, you ain't serious. You playing with God and you better be careful. You playing with God and you better be careful. He said, confess and forsake. Lord, I'm sorry, and I don't want to do it again. 180-degree turn. Beloved, amen. What type of God would God be if he was able to save us from our souls but not deliver us from our habits? Then he goes on to say this. He says, but whoso confess and forsake them will have mercy. You see, beloved, because we are all naughty by nature. No matter where we go, this sinful flesh that we live in goes with us. So he said that we will have mercy, meaning that, glory be to God, you guilty. You guilty of the sin now. Ain't no doubt about it. The verdict is in. All right, you guilty. But God says, I'm going to have mercy on you. I'm going to have mercy. You're not going to have to suffer the consequences, glory be to God, that you would have, could have suffered. I'm going to have some mercy on you. It's not going to be as devastating as it could have been. The outcome is not going to quite be the same. I'm going to have some mercy on you. God's grace and God's mercy. Why? Why, God, are you having mercy? Because you confessed your sins. You stop pretending. You stop faking the funk. You let go of the pride. Pride goeth before fall. I hate pride. You stop acting like everything was okay and rosy-dosy. You confessed your sin. The wickedness, the evil, the wrongdoing, you confess it. And not only did you confess, you forsook it. Now, I will give you mercy. You can't get 30, 60, 100 fold and with fallow ground. The ground is too hard for the fruit to come up. Confession softens the soil. Confession gives moisture to the soil of your heart that the abundance of fruit may come. And he said, it's my desire for you to have fruit and much fruit. Beloved, we have to stop believing the lie. Satan comes up, here he is, and from the very first person, first two people God created, talking to Eve, surely. Now, come on, Eve, come on now. You know, surely, God won't mind if you be disobedient. Come on now. You and the little, just do it and don't even tell them. Just do it and hide. Hey, you ain't got, yeah, this all right. This, you know, you ain't got to confess no sins. This, you know what I mean? You know, put it under the cover up. Throw it on, you know, hey, it's all right. He God. And you know he a merciful God. He's a God of love. He ain't going to have no judgment on you. Come on now. He's God. Oh, yeah. He bamboozled her big time, didn't he? Didn't just bamboozle her, bamboozled her husband too. Sin entered the world because of their disobedience. Well, guess what? Satan's still bamboozling. He's still bamboozling you and me every time he get us to hide our sin the same way Adam and Eve tried to hide theirs. Now they're trying to cover up with fig leaves. God said, who told you you was naked? Still hoodwinking folks. Glory be to God. You don't need to confess that. It ain't nobody business. Yeah, now come on now. You know you got favorite. You know, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, well, look at all the stuff you done did for God, okay? Yeah, look at the stuff you done did for God. What you doing right now for God? He who endureth to the end shall be saved. Well, I did this and did that. Uh-huh, okay, that's good. Uh-huh, uh-huh. He who endureth to the end shall be saved. Glory be to God. Beloved, James chapter 5, verse number 16 says, confess your faults one to another. And pray one for another. Why we act like we don't have faults? That's the part that's really mind-blowing, isn't it? That was the attitude of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That's why they call them sad, you see. See? You praying with their nose up in the air. Self-righteous. Spiritual arrogance. We have to be really, really careful. Now, that don't mean that you're going to go around, amen, glory. Now, I know one lady, amen, when God had really delivered her, she was a full-blown prostitute. She had a good business. God saved her. God cleaned her up, delivered her. But then that was back when we was having testimony. Y'all remember the testimony days? And she would stand up in the church and, you know, and confess, although she was already cleansed, okay, but she was giving her testimony. How God they live. But, you know, until now, all the women with their husbands in the church, they watching their husbands. Glory be. You ain't got to talk to everybody, saints. You ain't got to put it out there with everybody. Matter of fact, I would advise you not to. But you need to be talking to somebody, especially while you're in that state of deliverance. See, and that manifestation, you still struggling with you. Oh, I'm okay. And then 2 weeks later, here it go again. The feeling has come back. The habits has come back. No, you ain't delivered yet. You ain't delivered yet. You ain't delivered. And it don't take God, amen, long to move. Confess your faults one to another. And I want to close with this scripture here, and glory be to God, tell you what the plan is for tomorrow. John 1 and 9, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, reads like this. It says, if we confess, if, I want you to notice the word if. Okay, that means that if. If means conditional. If we confess our sins, he, God, is faithful and God is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now read verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. If we say we have not sinned, you see that?
No, I don't sin. Okay, I ain't never sinned.
I have heard some people say they ain't never sinned. They just so perfect. They just so perfect. Oh, my God. They said, now you done made God a liar, and his word is not in us. Beloved, if we confess our sins, God said, don't worry about it. I got you.
Well, God, I'm just a wretch undone. I got you. God, I used to do this. You do this. God, you know I have proclivity to do this. God said, okay, I got you.
You ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
God said, I got you. Don't worry about it. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to cleanse you. Baby, you're going to be like a brand spanking baby. He said, I got you. You ain't no condemnation. You ain't got to worry about it. Nope. I'm going to forgive you. You can forgive yourself. I'm going to wipe the slate clean. You straight. He says, if we confess. So what happens if we do not confess? See, we still want the blessing. We still want God to wipe the slate clean. We still want God to bless me. Bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. See, but we ain't wiped no slate clean. Because you know why? Because when we get the blessing, we're going to take the blessing right back over there into that sin. We want to take our blessing right over back into the pig's pen. No, beloved, we have to be ready for the blessing. We have to be ready for the blessing. That's why God, the truth of the matter is that's why God has us waiting. There's a blessing in waiting. God is preparing us for the blessing. See, while we're waiting, glory be to God, we can now, amen, reflect on our inward man, the inward man, beloved. Glory be to God. The inward man that should be renewed day by day, the inward man. Who we are in Christ Jesus. See, judge your own self. And you'll not be judged. See, every time I see fault in other people, have learned over the years to quickly shift that reflection off of them and put it on me. I want to see me through that other person. Lord, it could have been me. It could have been me. See. Glory be to God. I always try to look on both sides of the situation, why that person might be in that predicament, why they might, but that don't make it right. But it takes the judgmental thing off of them and putting it on ourselves. Well, beloved, let me tell you something. Nobody has a heaven or a hell to put you in. Nobody. And this is what keeps me encouraged in God's word. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. Sometimes I do get the spirit of discouragement that try to take a hold of me. But before it get in there real good, God has helped me to shake it. But this is what I do. I remind myself, God, I work for you. I work for you. That's all the encouragement I need. I don't work for the people. I don't work for nobody. I work for you. See, glory be to God. So now let me take my eyes off of all that. Glory be to God. Forgive me. Forgive me if my attitude was getting a little raw. Forgive me if I was getting a little stinky, Father. Forgive me. I work for you. I cannot allow what other people say or do, Father God, dictate, glory be to God, my behavior in your kingdom. I confess my sins.
And beloved, this is how I try to live on a daily basis. All day long. And it's getting better as I go. And I will encourage you to do the same. We're talking about confessing your blessings. No more praying over sin. No more, God don't bless no mess. God's not going to bless the sin. But God will bless you. So now that we have dug up this cancer today, so we can really, really ask the Holy Spirit to show us ourselves the way he see us, ask God to put his finger on whatever needs to be dealt with in our lives. I ask God all the time. I say, God, well, show me what I need to do different. Show me what I need to eliminate. Show me what I, God, I said, if I'm doing something wrong, I said, God, show me. If I'm doing something right, confirm it. Look, let me say this as I close. Saints, God is a spirit. And we who worship God in spirit and in truth. You have to be honestly, brutally honest with God because God already knows and it's the only conversation he's going to accept. That other stuff, you can just throw that out the window. He ain't even listening because it's not in truth. You can't be phony with God. Sometimes, you know, we come and we want to be nice with people and we doctoring this up and doctoring that up and not really saying what we want to say and all that. No, you can't come to God like that. He sees through all that. You can be raw with God because he already knows the rawness. See? And when you're true with God like that, let me tell you something. You got to be true to you. And I'm telling you, all you're doing is making room to expand, amen, space for God to bless you. Why? Because I'm going to close with the same scripture I opened with, Proverbs 28:13. Whoever covers his sin will not prosper. But whoever confesses their sin and forsakes their sin will have mercy. Amen and amen. So what we're going to do tomorrow, amen, is we're going to do our confessions. On Lord's willing, I'm coming to the service with a whole list of confessions. Amen. And we're going to, I may even open up the lines. And I want us to open our mouths and decree it. Open our mouths and declare it. Open our mouth. And he said we can decree a thing and it will be established. Death and life are the power of our tongue. Because it's going to be coming now out of a clean heart. It's going to be coming out of a clean mind and a clean soul. No interruptions. Amen. The soil of our heart is being broken up. Amen. Glory be to God. The Bible says Jesus has a root out of tender ground. Come on now. Hallelujah. As we are preparing, amen, for this upcoming Holy Week, glory be to God. God is breaking up the fallow soil of our hearts. Amen. So now the plant can take root. The plant can prosper. The fruit can prosper. And not just one fruit, but much fruit. Amen. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow, Lord's willing. We want to confess. Hallelujah. We're going to say something. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. We're going to say more than one thing, too. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father, your word will never, ever return into you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you've sent it forth to do. And so we just want to say thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you that we are saved by the word, changed by the word, kept by the word, blessed by the word. Father, thank you for showing us ourselves. Father God, the way you see us. Some of us have had some things in secret for so long. It's buried so deep down in us, we don't even know it's there. We have hidden it from ourselves. And sometimes we do that. But Father God, we want it to be exposed. Father, we want the root of this situation to be exposed, the cancer to be exposed, because we're ready to get rid of it. We're ready to put it under the blood. God, you said, whom you have made free is free indeed. We want to live a life of perfect liberty, perfect freedom, Father, in the Holy Ghost. And we cannot do that if we are hiding and have secrets, Father, from you, and hiding our sins instead of confessing and exposing our sins, allowing your light. When your light shine on our sins, it will burn it up. Oh my God. You even blow on the residue and it disappears forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, there it is, there it is. That's the word of God for today, and we bless God for it. Amen, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Okay, tomorrow night, it is our praise party. Let's get the party started. Hey, 9 o'clock, amen, tomorrow night, amen, every other Friday night, we say, come on and join us, bring your songs, bring your testimonies, bring your readings. Look, even if you can't make it, invite somebody else to come. They'd be so happy to know it's a group of people somewhere lifting up Jesus, got a Jesus party, amen, glory be to God, amen. And then on next week is our Holy Week services. Amen. We will be in service on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. Amen. As we celebrate Passion Week in Jesus' name. And we all know next Friday, amen, Good Friday, amen, with our 7, amen, speakers, amen, young folks, amen, in Jesus' name. All right, that's it for today. We ask that you would please meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock and then back again at 9 o'clock p.m., Lord's willing. Amen and amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation. We nullify it right now. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives, over our families. Father God, and we say thank you that there's no, we actually thank you for removing all of the cancer, all of the roadblocks, all of the, whatever is holding up, whatever you have been waiting to do in our lives. We thank you for removing the hindrance, Father, that the blessing of the Lord will, amen, manifest. And we know that when the blessing of the Lord manifests, Father God, it maketh rich and it adds no sorrow to it. Thank you, God, and we say thank you. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful, wonderful, glorious day. Amen. On today. Amen. Walk in the blessing. Amen. Confess your blessings. Amen. Because when you fess up, amen. You bless up. In Jesus' name. Love you, love you, love you. Amen.
I knew that I would never be